Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
The touring Indians renewed their 2014 love affair with Lords by hammering Middlesex by 95 runs in a one-day tour game. Their preparation for the five-match one-day international series against England was an innings of 230 all-out, in which Virat Kohli and Ambati Raidu scored half-centuries. Then leg spinner Khan Sharma took three wickets, as Middlesex were bowled out for 135 in reply. The West Indies have posted 247 for 7 in the second one-day international against Bangladesh in Grenada. They lead the series 1-0 and have set Bangladesh a challenging target, thanks to Chris Gayle and Darren Bravo both scoring half centuries and Lendl Simmons hitting 40. The competing teams have confirmed their 15-man squads for the Champions League T20, which begins in India next month. A number of players, including Kieran Pollard, Patrick Cummins and Jacques Callis, are playing for their Indian Premier League franchises instead of their home teams. The home teams have been compensated to the tune of $150,000 for each player that is not playing for them in the tournament. Zimbabwean all-rounder Prosperat Seja has had his bowling action reported following the recent ODI series against South Africa, with his arm ball and quicker ball set for further scrutiny. He was reported following the third match in Bulawayo, which South Africa won by 7 wickets to wrap up a 3-0 series win. Utsaya will now have to undergo independent testing of his action within 21 days, during which time he will still be allowed to bowl in international cricket.